I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we were just talking off here about those photographers who only take photos of men, but it's not porn, but it is naked men, mostly on the beach.
It's not porn, but it is sad.
It is.
We were categorizing gay films either porn or sad. Yeah, I know. I don't think it's a photo shoot, kind of style of photo shoot I could ever see my... self doing, but they're always kind of at the beach. But you never see them get shot, but they're always kind of being uploaded.
Here's what I'm wondering: where's the money come in? Because you look up, it'll be like Martin Freeman Photography. Not Martin Freeman's not doing
wow. Is he okay? I thought he was an amazing actor.
And then you go to their page, and then it's only nude men, and they're not wearing something they're advertising
or wearing expensive underwear.
Sometimes they wear, yeah, and sometimes I've seen ones where they sell like a book of their photos, and maybe that's how they make money. But I don't know how they monetize, and I don't know if the models get paid. One time, I may have already talked about this, but one time,
I mean, it's just like the amount of things that have doubled up over like the 10 years of this podcast,
too much.
The 200 years of this podcast.
One time, I did a gig in Sydney, and then someone messaged me who was a photographer, who was one of these photographers, and they said, "So funny last night. Loved your set or whatever, or saw you at the Comedy Store, blah, blah, blah." And then I was like, okay, I'm about to be asked to do one of these shoots. And then I said, thank you. And then
so no I'm looking more, for no a lighting messages. Assist on
yeah,
a shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
And the weekend, you want more work?
Yeah. I did not get asked to do
oh,
a shoot.
Oh, cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
We're just talking about if Eli could recreate that song. Welcome along to this week's episode of The Smale Gaze.
The Smale Gaze.
I keep saying this week's episode, and it never is just this week's.
What? Look, not to be too proud of ourselves, not to be up our own asses, but it's only been a week and a half.
Someone messaged me, actually, again, on Instagram about how they're listening from the podcast from the beginning again.
That is crazy.
And I love it. Like, I just think, what an interesting way to, like, look back through time is through our kind of dumb, banal chatter. But, like, you know, Trump was elected. Jacinda was, like, first became Prime
John
Minister.
John Key was Prime Minister when this...
My God.
Oh, was it? No, it must have been Bill. It must have been... No! Maybe it was John.
So crazy.
Obama was president, for sure.
Hell, maybe we should do like a throwback episode where we listen to the first episode.
And commentary? And commentary?
I mean, we did like a trial episode, didn't we? Remember when we went on like The Edge to talk about our podcast?
Yes, outrageous.
And now no one gives a shit.
No one's asking us to go on the radio.
How are you going?
I'm good. I mean, so here's... the deal with my long distance relationship is that I always find in week three.
It's falling apart.
No, it's going so well, but I always find in week three I like can't stop talking about the fact that
you're long distance.
And also that it's like I'm counting down the days and stuff, and it's so bad because I often run into people who are doing like actual long distance where they're like their partner's in Melbourne and
3 weeks
COVID's been happening.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
and I forget that, and I'm like, oh, it's just been so long. It's literally been 2 weeks.
Like a fortnight.
But 3 weekends in a row without your boyfriend is... That's torture, actually.
It's long,
that's the definition
actually,
of torture.
Well...
it's not torture.
Well, I know there's a definition of torture. I don't know if there's a definition of torture. But
yeah,
I definitely know how hard that is, yes. Because I like remember doing those like you know long seasons of shows away. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, you just...
You can't believe it.
You can't believe it. You're frustrated, I think, emotionally and sexually frustrated.
Yeah.
And you're just looking for a bit of that companionship.
Yeah.
And also just for your life to be back to normal. Your other half's missing.
Exactly.
For God's sake. It's like running around with your pants off.
Yeah.
It's sort of like that.
It's a little bit like that. But I will say, I am watching The Crown, and that is filling a hole in my life. Because I love...
Guess what?
Is her name Emma Corrin, who's playing Diana? Gosh, she's beautiful.
I was going to say, guess what? It's not actually a guess what kind of intro, but I'm saving it. I'm going to save it for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
My whole family, which just felt like...
That's cool.
Exactly what you... Because I feel like there's a lot of time at Christmas. We're like, should we put on a movie? You know, and there's nothing we really want to watch. So I'm excited for The Crown because it's something that is an interesting category.
Mm-hmm.
Things, it's like that thing I was like, what is, like, you know when there's that thing on Twitter, I was like, what isn't homophobic but feels homophobic?
Oh, all those things, yeah.
It's
like,
what isn't Christmas but feels like Christmas? And I would say the royal family.
Yeah, true. Because they always do a message. She does.
She always
the queen.
Does. All of them do. One word at a time.
I've never watched The Crown before, so I'm just leaping in. I'm leaping in at season four, and then I'm going to go back.
Great.
But I get it. What? As soon as I started, I was I get it.
Yeah, it's like expensive. It's sumptuous. It's just expensive. It's delicate and it's sort of,
I can't wait to go back, but I'm also loving what's happening now.
I'm excited for the season. I was always excited for the season. Even watching it from the beginning, I was like, I can't wait for Diana. You know, and you've got Thatcher in there and it's fab.
Diana and Thatcher. Here's something you'll love. They play... You know, sometimes for our improv shows, we play that one itty bitty with two itty bitties game.
Don't ever reveal what we do before improv.
Well, they play it on The Crown.
Wow.
Margaret Thatcher comes to Balmoral to try and fit in with the royal family, and they play, but they call it Idle Biddle.
Oh.
And she falls apart.
Sorry
to spoil. What is an
Tim
amazing
Burton,
scene?
What's her name? Tim Burton's...
Helena Bonham Carter. Oh my god, good.
I think I've heard someone.
Helena Bonham Carter. Yeah, okay.
And
cool.
She plays Prince. I always get Princess Anne and Princess Margaret.
Anne is the Olympian.
Margaret. Is Anne the Olympian?
Yeah, she rides horses.
Oh, that's equestrian. Right.
Yeah.
So she's fair, that actress who plays Princess Anne. She is, she has that weird voice. I love it. And she's great in season three.
Okay, great.
But Margaret is fantastic in season ones and twos because that actress is...
Season ones and twos.
Season ones and twos because the toilet was season ones and twos.
Are you doing
twos.
A season ones or a season twos?
Season twos. I'm going to be in the toilet for a while. I'm doing season twos. It's a lot better than season
difficult
one.
Season twos. I also finished Succession over the weekend as well.
Oh,
God, you're really ripping into it. I'm really
ripping into
the
American royal family.
Oh, my God. Yeah, very much the same vibe. And
actually, I loved your tweet about Succession.
Yes,
I was like, this is an unusual time to bring up Succession.
Yeah, it's because I've
But it was hot in your life.
Powered it.
Yeah.
And the end of season two is so good.
So you are filling a hole in your life.
Yeah, I am.
With high quality entertainment.
And I think it's taken me a while to... Because that's the other thing is that, like, when I watch TV, I want to be cuddling my boyfriend. You know, like, committing to a series. But we are watching Queen's
Gambit. Do you cuddle while you watch?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't.
You don't touch
We're, like, separate... Oh, smack the mic. We're separate sides of the bed, tea in the hand, watching the thing. But we don't have a TV... On the wall. We don't have a TV full stop.
Oh, you got a lappy.
We got a lappy in the bed.
You should get a TV. Maybe you don't want it, but I love having a TV.
I actually would love to have a TV, I think. But it's interesting, one of those, like, you know the Frame? It's that TV that looks like a painting.
Yes.
But it's really interesting because now everyone knows what the Frame is. When they see it, they're like, it's a TV. Like, it almost draws
too
more attention.
Yeah.
It's like when I was trying to hide my acne at high school and we put like lots of makeup on it, and it's like, in fact, it was like we all had acne at the time, but then I had like all these like skin, you know, that didn't match my real skin because it was too white.
Oof.
Like these little circles all over my face, and I was like, what's going on, you know? And I've drawn more attention.
Yeah,
it's interesting. In the act of hiding, we're more visible. Write that down, audience.
When I was 16, I had such intense acne.
Yeah.
It was so raised. You know, like the bumps were so big. And that was the same year that I overplucked one of my eyebrows because I have a natural monobrow. And then I started plucking it, and then I just went overboard. And then one of mine was like missing like a full quarter of the brow for a year. There's not many photos of me that year. And thank God.
Like the strips down the sides of my face, and it's hard, but we all go through it, and it was definitely like stressful. Mm. I'm actually going through a new skincare regime at the moment.
Yeah, how's it going for you?
Well, I mean, obviously when you switch to new skincare products, your skin's a bit like, hey now, you're not a rock star. Get your game on, go, hey. You know, it's a bit, it's like kind of freaking out a little bit, but it's sort of settling. But I do think I'm sort of glowing in a way. I'm just putting a lot of shit on my face.
Yeah.
And some would say that is a reaction to something, you know?
Yeah.
Some would say that skincare is my high quality entertainment that you're using for the whole.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like comparing it to like heroin. Sure.
I mean, it is fun to like, I enjoy cleansing my face.
It is a nice to have a little routine, isn't it? I did a face mask the other day, and then honestly, the next day, my skin looked so good. And I was like, God, my skin looks amazing. And then today, someone posted, because it's 10 years since I was in first year at drama school, and they posted out a photo of us from our showcase. And then I looked at my skin there, and I was like, oh, my skin doesn't look that good. I still very much look 31.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are all getting... I mean, SPF is the best thing that you can do, right?
SPF? That's everyone's... If you ever ask anyone what their secret is, they'll say SPF. And if you ask a few more times, they will admit Botox, finally.
Would you get it?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to get it? Was more the question, I guess.
I don't know, maybe. I bet a few people were like, you got to.
Yeah.
And people I trust. You know?
Were your parents?
Yeah, my mum and dad and Jesus, actually, came to me.
I think if someone bought me a voucher for Botox, I would be like, ah, and I'd do it.
Yeah, voucher for Botox. Imagine.
I mean, it's kind of ordained. I kind of love it.
Yeah, very presumptuous present, but a cool
shop
one.
Local, you know, like a voucher for Christmas, Secret Santa, Botox.
Wow. Just a few shots on the forehead. I just want to... My jaw.
You're grabbing your throat.
I just want to be choked while they inject my forehead. Yeah. Not. Well, I don't know what that is, where they suck a bit of fat out of your neck.
I don't know if that's Botox sweet.
Okay, cool. Sweets. That's like a full process.
I think that's like, you know, they're cutting you open. They're pulling stuff out.
Wow, okay. Maybe I shouldn't do that. But well, I just wish I had
do whatever you
a jawline of any kind.
I implore you to do whatever you like to your own body.
You're employing me to do it?
Implore.
Oh, implore.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to pay me to get
that. Hell no. No way.
I've got a fact of the gay.
Can you... We should get stings for these.
We should. This is a sad one, though. This is a sad fact of the gay. Not a porn fact of the gay. It is that a new study's just come out that shows that queer people are more likely to experience dementia later in life.
Wow.
And that's not just a random thing they then explain in the study. What they compare it to, what they say is that there's a reason for that. And that is that queer people are more likely to experience depression in their life and more stressful and traumatic events throughout their life. And that, therefore, increases the likelihood
That is
dementia.
Just so
isn't that really sad? I'm so sorry to say that.
What prevents dementia? Well, nothing really prevents dementia, but they say Sudokus.
Yeah.
But honestly, who has the time? Who has the time and energy to sit down with a Sudoku?
I do love finishing a Sudoku. I'm doing words with friends at the moment. With a few friends. And that feels like a little bit of a puzzle.
I think what I like about a Sudoku is that it's in the newspaper. Like, I like to be off the phone.
Yeah,
with that with that kind of business.
Yeah.
That kind of admin.
Yeah, I love doing a crossword in the paper.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I bought
a word
book.
Wheel.
Yeah, exactly. But I get tired of them a little bit. Like, I wish they were more fun.
My boyfriend's.
Oh.
I always about does those. She buys a magazine that has puzzles in it, and there's prizes if you send it in. And she does the ones that she likes, and then
she
basically
won a prize?
During lockdown. I don't know if she's won. I think she has won a prize, but sometimes she will get asked to do the ones that she doesn't like, and the ones that she doesn't like. Guess what? They're the ones I like. They're like, you know, when there's like five letters and you got to make as many words.
We haven't really invented any new word puzzles. We were like, you can do a crossword.
You can do a cryptic.
You can do a cryptic. You can kind of do a word jumble. And that's kind of it. You know, like,
there's the wheel.
Oh, yeah, which is you fill in.
The wheel is too easy to
The wheel is like all the words, and you've got to fill in as many words as you can, eh?
No, the wheel is maybe seven letters in a wheel and one letter's missing, and you need to figure out the missing letter because you don't know where the word starts.
Right.
But, it's quite easy.
I would like to see come back, but more spot the difference. I love a spot.
Bring
the difference.
Bring that back into the paper.
You know, it's like two people sitting there. Oh, different color pants. Oh, different hat. Oh, window's gone.
Yeah.
And you know, we played Spot the Difference live once. Do you remember that?
What was it? Oh, yes, we did.
It's a really fun game. So what happens is you enter the room and you, as you are, And then everyone takes a good old look at you. It does take a little bit of, like, everyone in a room looking at you. But then you leave the room, change one thing about your appearance, and then come back. And everyone has to guess what it is.
I also have done it in pairs. Everyone's in pairs playing at the same time. And then you, one of you turns around.
Oh.
And you change someone's thing.
Gorgeous.
That's a fun little, another improv game.
Oh, no.
Not seen on the crowd.
We've got to stop talking about our improv games.
I know. But it's our life and it's our truth.
It is our life and our truth. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah. I really am going to have a good summer. I can feel
wow.
it.
Wow.
Sagittarius season's just started, actually. I just saw one of my
fellow Sagittarius?
Sagittarius.
Are you a
Sagittarius? I am.
Oh, when is
I
your
birthday?
I just
saw Alice May Connolly, a fellow Saggy. My friend Laura just got engaged. She's a fellow Saggy. What was
oh,
your
lots
question?
Of Sagittariuses.
Yeah.
Sagittarii.
Lana Walters, comedian, Sagittarius.
Wow. What's the qualities of a Sag?
Fun to be around. life of the party.
Yes.
Bored easily. Stubborn.
Okay.
Lots of like, yeah, lots of, they're fun, they're free. Yeah.
They're breezy, easygoing, but then stubborn.
Yeah, struggle focusing, I think, yeah.
God, who doesn't though?
I know, yeah.
I really struggle.
It's a lucky sign. And this is what, and I truly believe this, Sagittarius is like one of the luckiest signs, and then I'm born in Year of the Dragon, which is the luckiest zodiac year.
Would you say you're quite a lucky guy?
No, I think it's all skill, everything.
Oh, no, I'd say it's luck, actually. I'd say it's a mixture of luck and privilege. So.
Wow. No, sometimes I do, because I've also, so 2012 was the last,
year.
Yeah, last good year for me. But you know when it rolls around, your zodiac year.
Yes.
So 2024 is, I think, going to be
this is a whole new you.
Yeah, and that's when I'm really excited for 2024.
Really?
I don't know why. I do. I
Are
do
you excited
feel
for 2021?
It. No.
Not at all?
Well, yes.
I'm just like, what will it bring?
I know.
Like, we had no idea what this year was going to bring at all. Like,
true. And do you think more surprises are in store?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I think maybe things are going to be...
Like, good surprises.
Yeah. I hope
so. Well, we're all going to get a vaccine.
Yeah, isn't that going to be funny?
Isn't that nuts?
Remember we all got the meningitis one?
Yes, and you made your arm heavy.
Yeah, and then you could only lift it to a certain...
I remember I remember, like, because you sat in those, like, paper booths. Well, like, cardboard cut-out, fold-out booths. And then the nurse was like, take a look to your left while I put this in your arm. So I looked to my left and immediately saw someone getting jabbed in their arm. And I was just like, oh, my God. But there was... Because boys' high was very, you know, like... tough, like everyone put on like pretty tough exterior in that school and didn't really like to show any weakness, but it was amazing when there was something like needles in the mix. Like,
well, you know who the most likely person to faint from a needle is? A teenage
Dan
boy.
Oh, really?
Dan Carter. No, teenage boys, because they're going through like intense growth spurts and stuff at the same time.
Oh,
yeah, they just
faint because the blood to the head.
Yeah,
feel a bit woozy.
I fainted from a blood test one morning and then had to go and perform a number from Guys and Dolls at a school assembly immediately afterwards.
Lucky. Gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, it'd be so interesting to see how we administer. I mean, obviously there's going to be some fucked up, like, political shit that happens along with it, but hopefully in this country it's fair enough that everyone has access to it. But,
yeah, I don't know how it's going to play out. Yeah, I don't know who gets it first.
What are your
guesses?
A pill. It's a pill. Imagine if they were like, it was just like, to keep on top of it all, it was like a lifestyle, like medication drug that you had to take, like if the whole world had to take. I'm spinning out now.
Like prep.
Yeah, like prep.
Yeah, you just take it every day. Yeah, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be amazing, the whole world going through that?
And we all set our alarm for the exact same time. And then
we
all have
to take
this. Oh, COVID.
Gonna take my COVID pill.
Well, I wonder if it'll be like you have to get, like in New Zealand, I'm like, are we all... I suppose because as soon as the floodgates are open, there'll be the danger for everyone. But I'm like, will it just start out being like people who are about to travel and get it, or like the most vulnerable communities? I don't know. I don't know who gets it first.
The elderly?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the immunocompromised? Yeah, I don't know.
the emu compromised?
The emu compound? God, my nephew Finn, loves an emu. It's his favorite animal.
Really?
It's so sweet.
God, they scare me. Actually, one of the scariest experiences of my life, I went to a kangaroo park outside of Melbourne.
Yeah, it's
wonderful
terrifying.
Time with the kangaroo. The kangaroos, like, will just, like, bound for you, but they don't fuck you up, but they just want to say
they
hello.
Fuck you.
But they come to you so quick, and they are human-sized.
Like,
yeah,
kangaroos are
so
massive.
Big.
They're thick boys, and they can kick you.
But then I was kind of chill with the kangaroos, and then we went into the emu part, and they hound you because they all think you're out of it, and their freaky long necks are scary.
Oh my God, no.
God, Australia has some big animals. Like, God, I wish we still had more, though.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
You know when Trevor Mallow wanted to bring them back, and people ridiculed him? I'm like, nah.
We could probably bring them back.
Surely.
We
surely there's some more DNA. And we should get it started on this podcast.
There's one mission we have. But what happened to the Mallow guys? Well, it sort of went off the rails a little bit, and then they fully brought back the Moa. And
instead of like coming at the government for like getting rid of child poverty or doing something about the housing crisis, they just went full on with this Moa business.
They were like all about it. But hats to them. Like, hats to them. Props to them. Hats to them. It worked.
But eat your hats.
It worked. And we've got, if anything, too many more around at the moment.
It would be full Jurassic Park. Because I think they are going to be able to bring back the woolly mammoth, right? I think that's on the cards.
I just don't think we should prioritize bringing back any animal until we deal with the climate first.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, let's just fix it.
Yeah.
Please. I mean, I e-biked here, so I guess I'm doing my part. I guess I have fixed
it. I'm going to buy an e-bike. Actually, I texted my mum yesterday. She'd be wondering what to get for my birthday, and I said, I just want money towards me getting an e-bike.
A bike lock.
Yeah.
Don't you love it when you get a big gift? Well, when someone gets a big gift, but then they give you the small gift first? It's like,
that's cute.
You know, you're like, what are these keys about? And you're like, it's your brand new convertible.
Cute.
Sweet 16.
Just before I got here, someone sent me two boxes of chocolates to my house from Mighty Ape, which is not someone I would go to order chocolates, and I have no idea who it's from. There is no card, there is no message to say. It's a set of Aphrodite chocolate truffles. I don't know what that is, but they look yummy. And then the other thing is a little pack of chocolate spoons that you stir into your coffee. And just if anyone knows who sent me these,
Eli,
without a single message.
Genuinely, do not eat those until you find out where they're from.
Them?
It is like the number one rule.
Yeah.
It's like, do not eat candy from strangers.
Yeah.
What the hell? Well, I guess Mighty Ape sent them to you. Well, they were the courier. Wait, so hold on. You just absolutely dropped this bomb. Yeah. Like, out of nowhere. I was like, how's your day? I'm pretty good. Like, the first thing I would say is, someone delivered me chocolate spoons. I don't know who they are.
That is crazy. 2 minutes before I got here.
You are literally fucked in the head for not bringing that up. As soon as...
I know.
I would be, like, in here crying. Like, what?
It is my birthday coming up. So, it may be...
When is your birthday?
Family member, extended family member. It's 10th of December.
No, that's too soon.
Tweet in.
That's too soon for chocolate spoons.
Yeah, we're fully almost 3 weeks away from
Have you talked to anyone about chocolate spoons?
No.
Hold on. Aphrodite chocolates. What is Aphrodite chocolates? That's concerning to me, unless it's like a...
Yeah, Aphrodite chocolate truffles. It's in a little red box, which is almost shaped like a little
This
satchel.
Wouldn't be for your friends who just got engaged who live in the same house. This was addressed to you.
It was addressed to me.
What the...
Yeah.
Because I would give chocolate spoons to...
An engaged couple.
Chocolate spoons are very funny.
I'm
looking at...
I don't even know what you... Do you stir it into like your coffee until it fully melts? Or do you kind of stir and suck and stir and suck?
I think stir and suck. Aphrodite chocolates. Oh, God. Aphrodite chocolates? What? Are they a New Zealand company?
Actually, I didn't see.
I can't find them.
I was running a bit late, so I was like, I can't look at these chocolates.
Who sent them to you?
I don't know, Chris! That's the mystery.
You can contact Mighty Ape and find out. I can't Google Aphrodite chocolates fast enough. Aphrodite chocolates.
Calling up Mighty Ape. Who sent me these chocolates?
.co.uk.
Oh, wow.
So a UK company, but they could stock them in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Do they look like this?
No.
Okay, there's
They don't look like that.
Okay.
It's red. Aphrodite chocolate truffles.
How
do you reckon that bit of content went for the viewers at home when you turned it around and said, do they look like this? And I said, no. During they were riveted.
They know that
we're
They're
real
stressed.
People.
I think everyone's stressed that you got sent mysterious chocolates from what could be, one, a secret admirer, but you're very public about the fact that you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Two, a stalker.
Yeah.
Three, a chocolate company.
But they're... It's two items, I think, from different companies.
Chocolate spoons.
What the hell?
Someone, like a big fan of the podcast, has sent them, and like they're just crying as we rip apart chocolate spoons.
Yeah, no, they're like, I just thought it would be nice.
Very funny, you should unwrap them and put them in your cutlery drawer.
They would just melt on everything else.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
I'm trying. Yeah.
Were you, what was your reaction? You're like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah. Well, I just was like,
you're so unfazed by so much of this sort of stuff. I reckon.
You reckon I'm too chill about things.
You just have a calm energy.
Yeah.
About this sort of stuff. Like, you were like sitting in that lounge before, and then a second dog arrived, and you were just like, oh, there's another dog here. Whereas I was like, whose dog? Like, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that's where we, you know, split ways.
That's also another example of me not being a details oriented person, and that I'd been,
because that dog was,
I'd been there for like 10 minutes and the dog was in the room.
Yeah, there was like two dogs running around, and you were just, I had not noticed the second dog.
Yeah. But quiet dog, though.
Very quiet dog.
Yeah.
Like, as opposed to Rufus Tim's dog that we talk about. It's like a star on the podcast.
The New York of this podcast is Rufus.
The third character.
Anyway, God, I hope I can at least at the very least by next episode, I hope I can reveal who the chocolate was from.
We're not gonna remember. I want to know.
I really want to know as well.
How long did you have with the chocolates?
Before I got here?
Yeah.
Minutes.
I reckon there's a card.
There's absolutely not a card, Chris.
Just two loose boxes.
Absolutely, yeah, two loose boxes.
But how do you know they're from Mighty Ape?
Because it was in a Mighty Ape postage bag.
Was there a sender on the other side of the bag?
No, Chris, I checked that. Chris, everything you're saying, I checked.
Well, you're saying that you're not a details-oriented guy, so I'm just like Blues Cluesing this.
Yeah. I guess I just assumed. I assumed it must be for my birthday, but I was like, who would send me these?
They're very punctual.
Yeah.
They say there must be someone important in your life.
But I would, most people who are important who would send me gifts would kind of like maybe send me a text and be like, your presents
are on
its way.
Your chucky spoons are on their way.
Yeah. My
Could it be from your boyfriend?
I don't think so. I don't think he would choose.
They know where you live.
Spoons. They know. I know. And that limits it.
Or makes it dangerous.
or it's just out there.
So it makes it safer or scarier.
Yeah.
They know where you live. I think this is from your boyfriend.
You reckon?
Yeah. He sent you some chalky spoons. Would that seem like something Sam would do?
Yeah. Should I message him? Message him right now.
Oh my God. Imagine if this is solved. This is now becoming a kind of mysterious mystery podcast. You know, like a what do you call
did
this?
You sent me chocolate spoons.
Love you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And actually just a great reminder to all our listeners right now, text your loved one and ask them if they have spent you some chalky spoons.
I got him a gift the day that he had his PhD defense.
God, he's smart.
He really is.
Yeah.
I got him a foot rub voucher because I was like, I want to get him.
I got him some chocolate forks.
I got him some chocolate foot rub.
What? You got him some chocolate foot rub?
I got him a foot rub. I was just a word associating rub in my head. I've actually done improv training.
a foot rub, like from a place? Or
from a place, from the rub bottle in central Wellington. And
does he love his feet being rubbed?
He loves it. And he doesn't really like full body massage. Unless it's from me, it like freaks him out. He doesn't like a stranger touching him there, but he doesn't mind
the
stranger
feet
touching his feet. So I got him a 45-minute foot rub.
And it's long time on the feet.
I know. And I was like, this will be great. This will be just what he needs after like all this stress. And then the place just didn't send him the voucher on the day. I was like, what is stopping you? I just bought it. Just sent it. It's just an e-card. And then they didn't send it for like weeks, and then now he just like still hasn't done it because he's never been in town. Oh, he's been in town and he's gone. And
I need to do
times
my float. I haven't done my float yet. You bought
I
me a float.
Can't wait for you to do your float.
I need to like do my float ASAP.
Yeah, do it.
I might do it this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
I already know. I just got a ping of like anxiety thinking about it, but it's nice. You're just floating in water, right?
Yeah, it's really good. I did a couples one, so I'm actually interested to know.
Wait, you floated with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
No! Oh my God, that's even scarier in my mind.
Yeah. Why is that scarier?
You're halving the amount of oxygen. Yes.
You're in a much bigger tank.
you float together.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon that's cuckoo.
Here's how it goes.
Do people have sex?
No, you could not have sex.
Why?
You're in,
it's so dark.
It's pitch black. You're in very salty water.
So?
Which stings if you get some in your eyes, it will sting a little bit.
So it's dangerous.
No, it's not dangerous. It's just
no,
like,
my eyes are constantly stinging actually because of being allergic to this entire country at this time of year.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
my true
couples floats.
Yes, it was nice, but also
do you float into each other?
You bump into each other a little bit, yeah.
And do you chat to each other, or are you both just trying to float?
No. I can't remember. I think you put in earplugs, and then there's like soft music playing.
What is the benefit?
You definitely don't chat to each other.
What is the benefit
of doing it together?
Yeah, rather than doing it in two separate pods.
I think it's probably cheaper, and it was like a couple's. And then you could because. Before and after you float, you have a shower together, and there's like a little double shower, and also when it starts, there's lights
that's
that like
horny.
Slowly fade, and then
horny to like shower and then get into a pod together.
I don't think it's horny. You are nude. You are nude in there.
Are you nude in the pod?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you probably could bring togs, but I think they're like
don't contaminate my salty,
nude.
Salty water.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if it was just jelly. On the inside, like you're sitting on a big jelly pad.
Would you slowly sink?
I think I'm going to float over and just drown.
You can't drown. It is shallow.
How shallow is it?
I mean, like a couple of feet.
And how long are you in there for?
I feel like it's a 90-minute experience with like an hour 15 floating, maybe.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you get a little floaty thing, so you sit your head in a little donut.
Oh, I love the idea of putting my head in a donut.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll love it.
I think
I've got to go in positive.
It was. You'll definitely, like, when I bought it for you, I was like, at the very least, you might get some, you know, material out of it, you know?
Isn't that how comedians just, like, deal with anything? Eh? Like, oh, well, yeah, I might try some meth. I mean, if worst comes to worst, yeah.
Talk
about it on stage.
Oh, I thought of our Queen of the Week, and I told you who it was before the podcast, and I was so surprised you hadn't thought of the same person.
I just have not really been reading the news lately.
Yeah. I've
barely been on Twitter.
That's awesome.
I don't know if it is. It seems sort of a bit sort of lazy, but...
I was loving life having my phone in black and white and not really going on Instagram.
Is it back on black and white?
No, not today, and it really should have been. I'm trying to write an article, and I've written one paragraph.
Okay, Carrie Bradshaw.
Yes, yes. She has a monthly... being sold the spin-off.
Do you?
Yes, I've written two so far, and I've got two more, and then it's over.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you wrote about that weird
Bible story.
Bible story.
Before that, throwback, I wrote about all the merch that everyone's releasing for the election.
Yes, I remember that.
Now, little teaser, I'm writing about how we can, as a community, shame people with clean cars at the moment because of the drought.
But the water's good at the moment, isn't it?
I think it's better, but it's still...
I keep hearing the radio,
and
it's like, well done, New Zealand. We're exactly where we need to be with our water levels. But it's also like, make sure you're having your five-minute showers.
Maybe I'll scrap that.
Sorry to warn you.
I went on water care, and I think we're still meant to be saving it.
I think we should still be, yeah.
20 litres of water a week.
Absolutely.
But we are... Oh, yeah, this has thrown a spanner in the works, actually. I just read that we're about to have a month's worth of rain in a week, countrywide.
Oh, fab. Love that.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool,
cool. Love that, cool. Yeah, well, actually, no, I think you're still right. You can still shame people with clean cars.
I don't know. I'll see. I have to check that. Oh,
I need
God.
To check it.
Throw it all out. Oh, well, maybe I can just, like, hold on to it and then do that one in December, because we'll probably be back in a drought then.
Cherry Christmas article.
What was I going to say? I feel like I went off on a tangent.
Dolly Parton.
Is the Queen of the Week for funding the Moderna vaccine, which is better than the Cypher one because it doesn't have to be transported in a cold, cold freezer.
I wouldn't say I know anything about it. The whole vaccine news has sort of crept up on me a little bit.
So they're both 95% effective, apparently.
Wow.
And the Cypher
one... New Zealand is a close to one of them, right?
I don't know about that.
Okay. I thought there was some
there could
sort of
be.
Kiwi connection, probably.
Yeah, there
somewhere.
Might be a Kiwi. Yeah, like, yeah,
love a Kiwi connection.
Yeah. But the Cypher one came out first, and they were like, they said early results are showing, and then I think now they've been like, early results were showing 90% effective, and then now they've been like, officially it's 95% effective. But that one has to be transported in a cold freezer, and the Moderna one, just as effective, does not have to be transported. And that's the one that Dolly Parton gave $1.5 million of her personal money to. But Dollywood's closing.
What?
But she's got a Christmas album and a Christmas movie coming out.
I saw that she's got a Christmas movie out and a book. Yeah, she's really been productive in lockdown.
Yeah, she has.
She is the Shakespeare of our time.
Yeah.
She wrote King Lear in the pandemic. I saw that she's got a Christmas movie out, which I believe Christine Bransky's in.
Great casting.
And I saw a little teaser and I thought, this seems like terrible writing, but fun.
But you know what I'm going to see this weekend, I reckon? And then I'll have my review for next week's podcast. Yeah. Whatever it's called, the Kristen Stewart gay Christmas movie,
yes,
which is in the cinemas.
It's
in the theaters.
You know what? I'm dying to watch a good movie at the Flicks.
Yes,
because it's like, no shade to, like, I don't know anyone who's involved, but I don't want to see Rams.
I know.
I don't want to, and I didn't want to see A Trip to Greece, and I just felt like those are your only options.
You know what? Rams is apparently good. Laura interviewed Sam Neill and had to see the movie before, and she did say it is a good movie.
What's it possibly about?
Well, here's the problem with it. It's about a virus.
Oh my God.
It's about a virus in sheep. And so...
Is it a documentary?
No. It's a comedy. It's based on an Icelandic film that has now been remade in Australia. I can't remember. Sam Neill and the guy from The Castle are brothers. And there's a virus that starts to go through the sheep. So the government authorizes a cull. They're going to kill all the sheep in this district.
Is it a Kiwi flag?
I think maybe it's Australian.
Right.
And then Sam Neill hires, they've got a prized breed of sheep that they have like been breeding for ages, the amazing sheep, I guess, and then he hides the sheep inside his house so that the government can't
kill them.
So he like, basically there's a virus and then he refuses the government instructions.
Right.
But apparently it's quite funny. Oh. Anyway,
Great review.
I want to see Freaky. You heard about this one?
With no.
Vince Vaughn. It's a horror. Vince Vaughn. Throwback.
Shit.
It's a serial killer body swap movie. So a serial killer swaps bodies with a teenage girl.
Like Freaky Friday meets horror.
Horror, yeah.
What the heck?
And apparently it's a big old hit.
Really?
88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. God, I'm dying. Yeah, I'm just dying for a new flick, to be honest. And I'm glad that the Kristen Stewart one's hitting the cinemas.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. It's directed by that girl, Cleo Duvall. Is that her name? She played the lesbian in like every teen movie we had growing up.
Oh.
She's in But I'm a Cheerleader.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the last Christmas movie we had was Last Christmas, which I didn't see, but then I heard the plot.
I was like, I'm so glad I didn't see it.
I
found out the plot. I was like, this is so good.
Emily Clarke, is that her name?
Amelia Clarke.
Amelia Clarke. She is, I'm going to say it, a terrible actress.
Yeah.
And I know that's brutal, and she's great as Daenerys Targaryen, but...
Daenerys Targaryen.
But if you see her in her other work...
Me Before You. The only film I've seen her in, I think.
Maybe that's the other one I've seen her in then.
Yeah.
Shocking. Like, shocking performance.
Yeah, she's not great.
Goofy.
Is she? Yeah, she is. But you can see how she has the ingredients of being a wonderful, charming leading lady.
She's a
star.
She just
can't pull it together for a performance.
Anyway, Last Christmas, right? It was a story based on the lyrics of the George Michael track, right?
But also, imagine basing a film on a George Michael song and it being a straight romance.
I know.
And spoiler, so spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Last Christmas, it turns out he's dead, right? That's the thing.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. So
she gave him her... No.
She died or something?
And got a heart transplant.
Got a heart transplant.
And it was his heart.
Yes, so he's dead, but she's fallen in love with him. He's a ghost.
What's up with like Emma Thompson doing that movie?
Oh, she just will do things, I think.
I watched Late Night. Have you seen that?
I have seen that.
I quite enjoyed it.
I quite enjoyed it too, but then I saw someone else who did not enjoy it.
Oh, wow.
But, which is, you know, whatever. I guess social pressure. I'm just like, I like anything you like.
It was interesting in terms of like seeing a comedy writer's room, having been on comedy writer's room, and then like... Just a little bit weird because there were certain elements of it where I was like, well, this is fabric, like this is exaggerated, but still not to the point where I think this would appeal to an audience not interested in comedy writers.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, are you trying to appease comedy writers or appeal to the masses?
Feels
like neither, really.
It's so weird and it's so weird watching an actor do stand up. Because you're just like, whatever.
That
like, it's
painful.
So weird. And then It's just so specifically like, I'm like, this is only should appeal to people who are interested in comedy.
Yeah.
And similar, I watched this very weird movie starring Kate Blanchett, where she plays this mum who's like an architect who runs away to Antarctica. It was crazy.
Wow.
And it was a film that was like, I went with my architect boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who was just like, it's just bonkers to see like fake architecture.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these like projects. There was this one that was like a house made out of like used reading glasses.
Yeah.
Just like bonkers stuff like that.
It's like watching, yeah. It's like when me and my boyfriend watch something with a therapist, which is like every show. Yeah. And he's like, this is not
ethical. This is not therapy. Right
now. Yeah.
Well, yeah, shout out to Dolly Parton. She's been so productive.
And another queen of the week, though. I don't know if we can have two.
Yeah, go on. They can duel.
I think Benny's album is really good.
Oh, yes. Oh, really? Yes, she's great. She's and I was also going to throw in Kylie Minogue.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm loving that album. In fact, I think I messaged you about it.
You did. And honestly, can I be real with you? I gave it a go and I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But maybe I just wasn't in the right headspace this
There's
day.
There's some wonderfully joyful tracks in there.
Okay. Maybe I need to go for a walk with it.
It's a boogie track. It's just like, it's a boogie album.
It's a boogie track.
It's a boogie track. A boogie track sounds so much like booby trap.
Yeah.
Did your boyfriend send you the spoons?
No.
So the mystery stays alive.
The mystery stays alive.
To be solved next episode.
Oh my God. Stage who sent Eli the chocolate spoons? This is so funny because we teased that there was going to be a murder mystery.
And it's not so much a murder as it is.
It's kind of chocolate spoon based mystery.
It's sort of dessert based.
It's sort of like Knives Out, but more like Spoons Out.
Oh, apparently that's. I need to see Knives Out. I haven't seen it yet. Enough movie chat. We've got to leave up. We've got to hype up this drama and like leave people wanting more because that's a greater reel and more listeners.
I can't wait to reveal, and I can't think of a possible reveal that could be satisfying.
Imagine
it's gonna be like my auntie.
Imagine if it was me. Well, we're gonna leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Male Gaze. Remember to like and subscribe and
review. We haven't had a cheeky review in a while.
You can't like and subscribe us, I don't think. Well, you probably
can. You can subscribe. Have you used the podcast app before?
No.
You can absolutely subscribe.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye. I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.